right, so those are the two approaches. Let's just recap and see what worked and what didn't work. So the first one was the guy who turned the curb. I was at the curb waiting to cross the street, and he stops. And he asked for directions to Starbucks, but turns out wanted to get me a cup of coffee, and I refused. So it's not wrong for him to say, hey, I think it's actually kind of smart to ask, hey, where's the nearest Starbucks? And for him to offer a cup of coffee. It's not a bad thing. It's just the location. But hey, I happen to be in the curb, so maybe he took his chances. But maybe in the future, if you were to approach someone, be better if like it was in a place where you don't have to leave right away. Anyway, and then second one was with the guy at the parking lot. It was best that he asked for my number in the cafe where there was people around and it was well lit. Like, don't scare a girl in her car. I could have mace. I could have sprayed the shit out of his eyes. You know what I mean? Or gouged him, but I didn't. Because in a dark parking lot, I don't know. Or maybe there was a way to approach me in the parking lot without scaring me, saying from afar, excuse me. I would have looked around, maybe seen him. Probably still get scared, but at least he's not right at my door. But here's the thing that worked. What was successful for both is that they got me to talk to them. So that's good. However, the first one was so drive-by and quick, and I also didn't feel like I knew him that well. Because with this second guy, at least I saw him around the cafe. He's with his friends. He seems normal and approachable, right? The first guy, I didn't see him, how he interacted with his friends, how he is. He just literally drove by and asked me out. So I just, that just sounds sketchy as fuck. So no. The second guy was successful because he was able to break the ice. I also saw him mingling with his friends, so he looked approachable. Therefore, I was comfortable in giving my phone number. Those were the two different approaches. How would you have done it differently? Let me know by messaging me through my Google Voice number, which is 415-320-8375. Again, the number is 415-320-8375. This is a Google Voice number. I actually do have a dedicated Instagram for my Lady J podcast. I recently had to privatize it. I don't want to divulge that information, but it will be public in a few months. But for now, please use my Google Voice number. It is a 415-320-8375. And just FYI, that 415 area code is the city and county of San Francisco. I used to live in the city actually for 12 years, so I decided to choose a 415 number at that time. You can also leave a voicemail as well, but text me your questions, your feedback at this number. It'll be greatly appreciated. I hope to hear from you soon. I also want to announce that Anchor has created a way for people to support us through monetary means, meaning you can donate 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. Now, these donations will help me greatly to continue to make my podcast. So please donate. Hey, if you spend like $3 a day on coffee, why not $12 a year on my podcast? I would greatly, greatly appreciate. I'll give you a shout out in one of the upcoming episodes. And I will give you more information. Actually, if you go to anchor.com/LadyJig, you're gonna find my profile there. You should see something on support this podcast, and click on that, and there will be three choices and how you can donate. All right, I think that's it for now. I hope you're having a wonderful summer. I can't believe it's almost the end of August. I am freaking sad. Where did the summer go? It's still going actually here in Orange County, because he can go until like October-ish. But anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful, fabulous day. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Peace. So I enjoy being approached, not because of the obvious reason of you're getting attention from a complete stranger, but at the same time, to see the differences of how people approach people that they're attracted to. So the following is of two examples, and I recorded this sometime in June. I realized later I did not put this out. So enjoy. Hello, hello, beautiful people. How are you? This is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. And I just want to say, after I put out that episode on how would you approach a cutie, I got approached, basically, after those episodes. And I just want to break down the methods of these two individuals, which in some ways worked, actually, on me. Who knows, maybe I'm gullible and all that, you know, maybe I'm gullible. So let's just recount at a time that was like, I think this was just this past week, where I had to park at the mall near my work because, anyway, some parking issues. So here I am. I cross the street and I am near my work, and there was a car that turned at the green light. But instead of continuing, he stopped at the curb where I was waiting to go across the street. And at first, okay, this car, he's like asking, hey, excuse me, can you help me, you know? So I'm assuming he just needs directions because I work at a hospital. So he's probably like, oh, where's this building, whatever. So I get off the curb and I walk towards the car onto the street. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to help you. And he's like, oh, where's the Starbucks? Okay, whatever. I was like, oh, there's one at the mall, there's one around the corner, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought that was it. So I started walking back to the curb, and he goes, can I buy you a cup? And I was like, no, I gotta go to work. And then he goes, can I give you my number? And I was like, no. And then he drove off. So, and he was with a friend or whoever that was in the passenger seat. And I thought to myself, even though I didn't give my number, which was his ultimate goal, or, you know, him giving his number to me, I realized that was a good way to talk to someone that you thought was cute, you know, like asking for directions. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's actually a good way to talk to someone by asking directions. The only issue here with this particular approach was the location.
Maybe there's, you see, that's an awkward situation because for me as a pedestrian, obviously I want to get back at the curb. I don't want to get run over. I don't want cars honking.
I wouldn't suggest driving by someone and start talking to them because that's, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable. It's just, suppose I say yes, then what, I have to go in his car and he's going to give me a ride to Starbucks? It's just really uncomfortable, really. It's an awkward situation. If anything, he could have asked my number, which he did, but even then I still didn't feel right. Maybe because I felt like a street hooker or something. That's why I didn't feel comfortable doing that. However, let's just change up the scenario a bit. If we were in a gas station, I was pumpkin. What is a pumpkin? Two approaches, take one. I was pumpkin. Oh my God. I keep saying pumpkin. Two approaches, take two.
Start over. Okay.
If I was pumping gas, two approaches, take three. If I was in a gas station and I was pumping gas, and then someone approached me because maybe that person is also doing the same thing, that would be a better situation because we're both parked. We're both waiting. So that is a great time to start a conversation and a good place to ask for directions of anything. It doesn't even have to be Starbucks. It could be anything. It could be the mall. It could be a restaurant, whatever. And then after that, he can do so by asking for my number or giving me a compliment, something like that. Now, I won't necessarily say that I would straight up give my number or say yes to a date, but it's a little bit better. I mean, at the same time, he has to seem nice and approachable, etc., for me to give my number. So there you have it. I think directions at a gas station is best. Yay, that was a better take. Whew. All right, the next one happened on July 3rd. I remember this distinctly because I was trying to get in a club because the next day was July 4th. People were off, so why the hell not? The line was too long, so I gave up on that and went to the cafe across the street. Now, as I got in there, there were three guys sitting at a table. One of the guys glanced at me as I walked in. I didn't think anything of it because, hey, people can glance. It's not against the law. but he glanced at me at two different times. And on the third time, talked to me. So when I went in the first place, I wanted to get a pastry. I sat next to these three guys, not because I was getting the attention of one of them or anything like that. I thought out of all the places to sit, this was the best place to enjoy my delicious pastry. So I sat there. Before the three guys left, the glancing guy said to me, "Oh, I'm sorry if we're loud." I said, "Oh, no worries, no problem. I mean, I knew I was sitting next to you guys, so of course you're having your conversation." And then he just nodded and that was it. So here's the thing, and I'm sure some of y'all did this. Don't lie to me. I know, I know y'all done this before where you see someone attractive and maybe at that moment you had the guts or want to talk to them. You found a way to talk to them, but you want to do it in the most like natural way possible. So this guy probably thought, okay, I'm just going to just say this and we'll see where that goes. So here's what's great about what he said to me. Number one, it was natural for him to be like, you know, saying, "Hey, sorry, we're loud." And two, the fact that it shows that he was being considerate. And I don't know if he was being fake about it, but at the very least, it showed like, okay, this person is being considerate. That was his in of talking to me. It didn't feel awkward at all. But he didn't do anything about it. He just said that one thing and that was it. He didn't ask for my number or whatever. Now, at that point, I thought, yeah, you know, maybe he's just being a nice guy and I'm feeling myself way too much. So that's that. But I just realized something. I think he didn't ask for my number because his homies were right there. And what is embarrassing is not getting a yes in front of your homie. So I totally get that. They leave, but he comes back in. And I'm thinking, here it is. He's gonna talk to me. And of course, I'm wrong. He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't even glance at me again. He just goes and grabs a napkin and then leaves again. So I'm thinking, Lady Jig, you're super wrong on this. Just go home already. Anyway, I finish my food. I leave. The parking lot is right behind the cafe. And so I head to the parking lot. And I'm gonna be honest on this. As I was walking through, I was looking for him. Instead, I saw a dude puking on the floor or on the pavement. So anyway, I head to my car and I did the most stupidest thing. When you go into a parking lot to get your car, and especially at night, you know for damn sure the whole parking lot is not lit. It's only certain parts of the parking lot that have light poles. And I was in a part where it was dim, right? Not a lot of lighting. The smart thing to do is get in your car, close the door, and lock it. Especially if you're just gonna chill in your room. Especially if you're gonna chill in your car. I didn't do that. I don't know why I didn't do that. Instead, I left the drawer. Yeah, that's what it is, a drawer. Fuck it, I'm not gonna edit it. Okay, it's the door. I left the door ajar. Had my left foot out the door. And it was dark as fuck. And yet, I was just chilling in my car. And then all of a sudden, I hear someone go, "Hey, hey." And I don't know who this person was talking to. Before you know it, there was a person right near my door. And I almost want to gouge him. I almost gouged the hell out of him with my key. But turns out, it was the guy who's been glancing at me all night. The same guy who said, "Oh, are we loud?" That guy. And I was like, "Oh my God, you scared me. What the hell?" He was like, "I'm so sorry, blah, blah." Okay. After all that has settled, he goes, "Are you single?" I was like, damn, this guy is straight to the point, and I like it. Because if you approach someone randomly, it's almost clear that you're approaching them for like, you know, for a date or asking for their number. So why not just be direct about it, right? So he said, "Are you single?" And I go, "Yes." He's like, can I have your number? And I go, yeah, but what's your name? So that's the thing. He should have asked. He should have introduced himself first. So his name is... Yeah, right. I'm not going to reveal his name because he's going to listen to this because I'm going to tell him about it. anyway, and we exchange, you know, we tell each other's names. And then he goes, how do I know this is not a fake number? So I go, first of all, I would straight up say no to you if I'm not interested in you. And yeah, so instead, this is what I do. Okay, let's do this. Give me your number and I'll text you right now. So I did. He watched me and then he got his text. Because ladies and gentlemen, I don't play that game. I don't just say yes and then later on don't try to follow through in that shit. Nah, I say no to you if I'm not interested. In a nice way, of course. Not a jerk way, but a nice way. I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, I wonder how old this guy is because he looks fairly young. And I ask him, how old are you? And then he goes, how old are you? I'm like, dude, I asked you first. So he's like, like 23, you know? And then the way he answered, almost as if he wasn't really telling the truth. So I was like, nah, seriously, how old are you? Then he finally says, I'm 20. I'm like, you're 20. Okay. He's like, how about you? I was like, yes. He's like, I think you're like 24, 25, 27 or something like that. And I was like, I'm 33. Yeah. So there was a moment there where I was like, oh shit, should I go through with this? He's really young. Anyway, we keep each other's numbers. We chatted up through text and we scheduled a date, but it didn't go through. And that's that. I'm not going to tell you anything else. I'm going to keep it like that because this episode is not about my date with this guy. It's about these two different approaches and what worked and what didn't work.